Blog Talk Radio.
Power of the one true living God, the Supreme Being, the Most High, the Creator. We acknowledge Amen here on the Amen Rays broadcast because in Amen, the God family of beings, we live, we breathe, we move forward on into the future. And we recognize that we are free, so it is incumbent upon us that we acknowledge the source the creator of all things that we see here and out to the outer realms of the universe in existence, because we know that all of this coded intelligence that we see around us just did not simply manifest out of thin air, or did it? Okay, I want to say greetings again, or greet those who are tuning in to the Amina Rays broadcast this morning. My name is Sinetra Minkarays, and I will be your host for this morning. Today's topic, I didn't put a whole lot into it as it relates to a introduction, because it was more important to me to come from the higher intelligence, which put the particular thought on my mind to pursue something that we don't always necessarily choose to do, because when you get comfortable where you are, unless you are moved upon by a outside force or some form of life-altering, life-changing event occurs in your life and you can't get around it, and you have come to a place where you just have to deal with things or not deal with it and let life happen to you. In observing, you know, we find that that's the route that most people have decided to take. They have decided to take that path that a lot of people choose to take, which is just letting life happen. And the reason why, in my opinion, some of us choose to let life just happen to us is that we don't want to do our work. And I know over here on the Amina Rays broadcast, we are constantly speaking of do your own work. Do what it is necessary that you need to do to elevate your mind, to elevate your status, your state of being, to elevate on all levels, mind, body, and soul. Nobody can do it for you. You have to make a choice. You have to make a stand to do these things for yourself. So with the title, I don't even think I mentioned it, Leave No Stone Unturned, Even the Rocks Will Cry Out. On today's Amina Rays broadcast, we're going to talk about what is or what has been written on these stones very briefly, because if Amin permits, we'll go into it a little bit deeper on tomorrow's broadcast, tomorrow morning's broadcast, or maybe possibly Saturday night. It's still up in the air for me right now if I'm going to have a broadcast tomorrow morning. You know, life does happen, and when life does happen, you have to meet it and keep your appointments and your obligations. So, leave no stone unturned, even the rocks will cry out. I want to give credit where credit is due, and the inspiration for this morning's brief broadcast, which I like to keep them brief, you know, during the weekday morning, just a shout out of inspiration, encouragement, elevation on the mornings, because that's all I am going to dedicate. Because, you know, like I said, life happens, or well, you have to make life happen, or it's going to happen to you. But God, Brother Jay, who he searched something out, and we're not going to give a whole lot of credit, you know, to these to these persons, to the created beings who have been consistently, nonstop, without ceasing, taking the wisdom, the knowledge, the science that belongs, that was initially introduced to this realm of existence, on this plane of existence, from the original people, and they have taken their faith, as they continue to do, and I'm going to say this. I want this to be very, very clear. I am not mad at them. What it is what it is. When you are dealing with anything, you want to be able to give someone a point of reference and or explain the process, because in the long run, if you are not sharing to help others get to a better place than where they are were before, then you know that's not good. It's not good karma. You know, what you reap is what you sow, and you know everything boils down to, or keeps coming back to, the natural law and order of things. Now, the God Brother Jay, who pulled the covers off of some of these magicians, and, you know, it's fine. They can call themselves magicians working their magic all the day long, because in truth and fact, that is what they do. They have taken the knowledge from the original people, from the kings and queens, the gods, and the rulers, the masters, of not just this realm of existence, but the masters of the universe. They have taken this knowledge and they have put a Caucasian face on it. And I'm just going to get a proof, because we're going to, you know, now they done did it. Now it's about to be on. And I'll share with you why. When the magicians decide that they are going to utilize what it is that they have taken from the original people and give it to the commonplace people, then we who know why this is being done, it is our responsibility. Everybody is not going to be able to grasp what's being shared here, but we have to do it. We have to put it out there. And for those who it is meant to find, as it relates to the knowledge, the intelligence, so that they may also make their direct connection to the source and continue on into the future on their journey, then that is going to put the power back in the hands of the original people who, in truth, if it were not for the original people, none of the races of the planet would be here. So let me go ahead and, you know, cut to the chase of what it is that I'm saying. Among those gods that were in antiquity, when you go all the way back to ancient Egypt, sometimes we deal with the writings that have come out of Sumeria, but in this particular broadcast, we're going to have to go back to Egypt because it is relevant for how we as solar beings who are using our intelligence are going to be able to move those who are of like mind state of being, like souls, on into the future. Now, because the particular magician, and I'm going to say it again, I'm not mad at him, because he wakened up a thought. And that thought relates to these writings and how they have the keys. They have the keys to unlocking how we will be able to apply the knowledge of becoming the Amun God family of beings once again. Now, the knowledge originated with the scientist, Tahuti. Tahuti's name has been changed often. Tahuti's name has been changed from Tahuti to Thoth, and either from Thoth to Hermes, or they may have switched it the other way, from Hermes to Thoth. And they have taken a science that belongs to the original people, and they have put white face on it, put white names, Greek and Roman names on it, and they have claimed it to be their own. But in truth, it is the natural, universal law and order that allowed us as the original people, the original men and women and children, to be able to maintain our status as God. The carbon-coded, and for those of you who don't know what carbon-coded means, melanated skin tone, but it is really in truth carbon. And it is carbon because melanin is a derivative of carbon. Now, the magicians have taken the knowledge from Tahuti, who was of the original Amun God family. Things that I cannot begin to impress upon those Amun God family of beings who will be elevating themselves, who will be evolving, who will be making their direct connection to their higher selves, and in turn, or not in turn, but also aligning themselves with the source of the creation. They have the magicians, because that's what they're calling themselves now. So if you want to be a Christian, I'll call you a Christian. If you are, you know, practicing Islam, fine. You can be called a Muslim. That is what you call yourself. If you are, you know, practicing, you know, the religion of Judaism, and you call yourself an Israelite or a Hebrew Israelite. Now, when they took these books, these magicians, okay, they put a title on these books. Some of them are called the Hermetic Laws, which are not the Hermetic Laws. They are the natural law and order that has been taught or had been taught, practiced in the, you know, in the times of antiquity by those gods who knew that the law is built upon natural law and order. Okay? So you have the goddess Maat. You also have the god Tahuti. And then, of course, you have the father of them, who is the Amun, who is the name that has been given to us all, the Amun-Ra, the Amun-Re. Because in Amun, you have our name, or the title that we go by as men, women, and children. And you also have in the ray that light, that pure light, which is why you have to pull the cover off of these magicians, because they're feeding it to the children, you know, in the Disneyland cartoons. And it's not a coincidence that Disneyland bought the rights to Star Wars. Yeah, we're going to get into all the decoding of that. We're going to pull the cover off of it. But at the same time now, as opposed to just giving some information, this is not about just listening for the sake of gathering information or listening for the sake of trying to find a hole in what is being presented or what is being shared. This is about the God building. We've been saying that for day one. It's all about the God build. And on top of that, that energy is everything. And I'm relating the God build to the energy because they go hand in hand. Because when you think about energy, you are thinking about power. And you cannot have power unless you can sustain that power. And there is no power that cannot be sustained unless you are connected. That's simple mathematics. And why would you want to connect to a alternate AC? Because that's all you get when you are on a linear, which is a flat line down here on this plane of existence. You're connected to a alternate AC current. That's what you plug your many electronic devices into. You plug it into the wall, you get an AC current. That's how you connect to that. Now, when you want to get the infinite power, which will open up the infinite possibilities to the mind, because it has been proven. It has been proven that once you are able to tap into the direct current, the DC current of the Supreme Being, the Most High, the Omnipotent, the Omnipresent, you get those pure rays of light. And that allows for you to be able to transform. That allows you to be able to soar up and above and beyond. All of these things that are on these linear dimensions, you know, it allows you to go through the doors, you know, not the different, you know, descending gates of hell. We're talking about the elevated upper realms of coming into awareness of the doors that take you out of third dimension into the fourth and into the fifth. But you don't get those things unless you're going to open up your mind and you're going to do that homework or that mind work, that body work, that soul work. Now, I'm going to go back into the what the magicians are doing, okay? Now, they have taken the knowledge, and they have put the name. Very, 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 very interesting and enlightening for me, because one thing that I do know, that this is going to be a step up as it relates to how it is that when there is knowledge applied, wisdom applied, wisdom to live by, you cannot help but transform and evolve. Now, they took the name Kabbalah. And I know a lot of people are probably like, oh, God, what are they talking about over here? I'm a race. This is just another freaking religion. They need to stop. You know, I'm going to hold on to my Jesus. You know, Allah is God. You know, ain't nothing, you know, going to help us outside of Jesus the Christ. Okay? Now, Amen. You know, they just can't get a grip on it. But that's okay, because it's not for everybody to come into the knowledge, because you do not cast pearls to swine. It's just that simple. You don't cast your pearls to swine. And if you're not going to be someone who is willing to unite as a collective, because even with me and the God Brother Jehu, where two or more are gathered in the name of Amen, then he is the third. Regardless of what anybody wants to conjure up in their mind that is in opposition to that. Because a spoken word is more powerful than anything, not what somebody speaks against you, because people can talk about you, you know, as long as you know, all day, every day, they can get out on a corner and just have at it. They can talk about you, you know, but at the end of the day, they can't affect who you are or what you think, because you have to receive that. And it's just as simple as saying, you know, to yourself, acknowledging the fact that you don't receive the negativity, you know, of others. They can think what they want. That's cool, because, you know, you are what you think. You know, so if they want to think those things and they only do themselves a disservice, they don't do you a disservice. They're only hurting themselves, you know. Now, as far as it relates to the knowledge that has been stolen, we're going to get into that. We're going to stay on our Matrix Unplugged. We're also going to go into the Green Book. Because that is what Tahuti called it. Certain aspects of it. We're not going to live in the past studying and researching. We're going to receive the direct transmissions that are streaming in to those who are awakened to who the one true living God Amun is. But we got to give you we have to be able to give a point of reference. I have a library myself. I don't spend all of my time in these books. These are simply reference materials, the same way that you use a dictionary to make sure you understand the meaning of a word and that you're spelling it correctly. The same way that when you're speaking the English language, someone can be able to hear what you are communicating because they are familiar with the same reference of what a particular word means. That's all, you know, referencing something is all about. And we are referencing knowledge so that we can evolve ourselves. Like I said, mind, body, soul, evolution, mind, body, soul, transformation. And we have to pull the cover off of the magicians as it relates to them stealing. You know, they stole it. They stole it and they're using it. So now we're going to take back. We are repossessing it. You know, we living in that age. Those of us who are aware and who know. So, well, they're going to be, you know, putting it out there for their common people as it relates to the knowledge of the Kabbalah, as it relates to the knowledge of the Hermetic Law. We will be sharing references. I don't have no desire to spend a whole lot of time reading the Green Tablet, or reading the Kabbalah, for reading anything, because we are living in 2015, and the same way that that knowledge came to those beings who were the Omni-God family of beings is the same way that it will be transmitted to us today. But you got to open up your mind for the upload. And I'm saying upload as opposed to saying the download. Because we are elevating ourselves. We are tuning in to the direct current, the power that belongs to us. And it was taken away from us a long, long time ago. And we must now, for the sake of our future generations, come together collectively and pull our resources and give our future generations something that they can build on, something that they will be able to manifest greater things than what we have manifested. So with that, that's just a little introduction as it relates to leaving no stone unturned. Even the rocks will cry out, because right now you have a lot of people and they're sharing, you know, their particular truth. And it's only a truth from someone's perspective as it relates to how they are applying it in their lives. I hear a lot of people who have, you know, proclaimed that they're this and they're that and they're the other, but they are not necessarily applying that, you know, what they are, you know, taught. We are stepping on the playing field of the God over here. That on the Ray, it's going to be about that application of the knowledge and not the branch knowledge of the Kabbalah and of the Hermetic laws. We're going to reference the original books, the tablets, the writing on the wall, those stones that they tried to blast away, because at the end of the day, they wanted to come back and do exactly what they're doing. They wanted to be able to come back. I'm talking about the created man, the Caucasian man, the beast man, who stole the knowledge and who continues to steal it today. They wanted to be able to come back and say, after all the many years of having you watch stories, I mean, present-day stories, you know, ancient stories. I mean, you know, a lot of people took offense when they had a Caucasian play Lucy. And they took offense, you know, but they are the makers of these movies. And they're showing you today in their movies that if you don't awaken, if you don't see yourself in the future using what it is that you gave to your children, these beasts, these Caucasians, these other races of people, they are the children of the original people. And they have a very different nature about them, where they are not as emotionally, they have no emotional attachment whatsoever. It's the unfortunate black people who have all the attachments. But they don't have no attachment. They would rather see you gone off the planet, because if you don't use the knowledge, then you lose the knowledge. And that is what has happened to us ultimately as a people. So we're going to get to the root of things. And not only are we going to dig into the root of the referencing of the material of what the magicians are putting out there, we are going to take it so, so, so much higher. Not only are the roots going to go deep as a reference material, but it will help us to connect and apply, because knowledge without the application of knowledge is nothing at all. I know I said before I was going to go, so I'm going to close as I opened. So as I open, so shall I remain, in the name and in the power of Amen. We trust, we live, we breathe, we move forward on into the future, and we are free. My name is Sinetra Menkwarase, and I want to say thank you. Thank you this morning for tuning into Amen Arise Broadcasting.